listen to this man. He got some good news for you. Hey, everybody. Gather near. The doctor's in the house. So lend him your ear. The things he can say might even make your day. He might even help your pain go away. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house. Doctor know what's bothering you. The doctor is in the house.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Ron, the host of Dr. Ron, Unfiltered, Uncensored, where we embrace the unfiltered truth and we keep our wellness warriors empowered so they can unleash their potential. Welcome, everybody. To another podcast, number 523 today. And I want to just thank you for everyone that's been listening and all the referrals we have been getting. It's really humiliating. It's humbling, and I do appreciate it. But I'm getting really frustrated just with everyday people that have no clue, because they don't listen to this program. They have no idea what's going on. So, welcome. And today we're going to confront the stark reality of why I'm so depressed. I don't get depressed. I just get disheartened. Despite all the advances in medicine and technology, life expectancy is on the decline. Seniors have more chronic diseases. Seniors have 3 out of 5 chronic diseases, 3 to 5 chronic diseases. They're rampant. The cost of medical care continues to soar, and we continue to rate in the lower 2 or 3 of 26 countries in our outcomes. Now, it's difficult. It's complex. But we have to face some uncomfortable truths that this pill for an ill allopathic system is not working. There's lots of medical innovation. So why are we seeing a decrease in life expectancy? Why are chronic diseases, once thought to be a condition of old age, are now even affecting our younger generation? And why is the cost of medical care outpacing the benefits? So traditional medicine, ladies and gentlemen, is failing. It's failing quite short. Maybe what we have been talking about intermittently, the future of medicine, that being frequency healing, might be the missing part of the puzzle. It's been around forever, thousands of years with acupuncture. So as we confront rising healthcare costs, chronic diseases, and a decline in life expectancy, don't you think it's time we take a look at some of these alternative modalities that myself and Dr. Jerry Smith are talking about every day to people? The frequency healing, we have told you that it operates on the principle that everything in the universe, everything, that means our bodies, we emit a energy pattern that has a specific frequency. And there are ways and there are devices where these frequencies can be harnessed and we can use them to promote healing and restore balance within the body. Are there 100 million double-blind control studies? Absolutely not, because there's no money to be made by the pharmaceutical companies, who, by the way, fund 86% of the research that you read about anyway. It's really frustrating. Let's just start off with this quote from Marty Armstrong. The average American will not live to see 80 years of age. The average life expectancy stands around 76.4 years. That's according to the CDC, with women living an average of 79.3 years and men expiring sooner at 73.5 years. And these figures have been steadily declining every year. So much so, it got the FDA administrator talking about disturbing trends and deserving urgent attention. Well, gosh, we've been talking about this for the 10 years I've been podcasting. And as an aside or a rabbit trail, as Pastor Thomas would say, there's a great YouTube video about life expectancy, women outliving men by Alan King. You should just search that on YouTube, Alan King and life expectancy. I think you'll get a laugh at it, laugh out of it. And as we know, a good attitude and gratitude go hand in hand with health and life expectancy. Now, the Society of Actuaries. Where do you hear this? They have noted that young Americans are dying rapidly. Mortality was 26% higher among insured 35 to 44 years old, 19% higher for 25 to 34 year olds. You believe that? Younger people are dying also quite rapidly. A staggering 101% above normal, according to The Hill. And that's subtracting COVID-19 deaths. And actuaries and insurance companies are pricing in younger life expectancy rates through 2030. Of course, people are still smoking. We still have a lot of drugs, especially, you know, getting into this country. I won't go into the politics of that, but you know they're coming from the South, the opioids and the fentanyl. We're getting heavier as a population. We're not exercising. We have more stress than most nations. And stress drives you into a fight or flight mechanism, and your body doesn't have time for healing when it's in that state. Remember, your mitochondria either keep you active and full of energy, or if you get sick, they have to switch over to healing. And similarly with our sympathetic, our nervous system, if it stays in fight or flight mode, you won't heal. You need the parasympathetic calming system to heal. So just know, people say, oh, people are getting older. Well, the ones that are getting older are sicker, but they're not getting older, according to CDC statistics. And we spend $4.5 trillion annually on healthcare, twice as much per person than any other nation. And we have these low life expectancies. And part of it is due to the chronic diseases. The 10 most common causes of death in the United States, of the 10, 6 are chronic diseases. 2 out of 3 American adults have 2 or more chronic conditions, and it's getting worse. Do you know chronic diseases have been declared a threat to our national security? Why? Because 3 out of 5 young people are not well enough to serve in the military. They're obese. They have diabetes. They have physical limitations. So again, our pill for an ill medical paradigm just isn't working. As I said last week, it's not enough for a doctor to say you have to lose weight. You have to lower your cholesterol. They need it. Our patients, our population needs a plan. There are 42 countries ahead of us that have lower rates of diet-related diseases. Sure, we have a lot of sodium and salt in our diet. We have a lot of sugar in our diet. We have a lot of processed and ultra-processed foods. We have a lot of chemicals in our diet. It's sprayed. It's absorbed into the fruits and vegetables. In fact, those of you interested, EWG, EnvironmentalWorkingGroup.org, has just come out with their list of foods that are good to eat and which ones are bad. If we have time, I'll look that up and go over it before the end of the program. I'm going to do another program about smoking because it turns out that nicotine is not addictive as we've been talked about. It seems that the what I'm reading, and we'll get more into it when we do the program, that there were addictive additives into the cigarettes. In fact, nicotine is quite healing. I know of one person right now that's getting better from his Parkinson's disease just by adding nicotine patches to his regimen. He's still on his dopamine, dopaminergic drugs, but we'll see what happens with that. And this, our medical system, don't you think, ladies and gentlemen, it's really over-specialized? Don't we need the old family doctor back again? And everything goes through him. And he gets compensated proportionally for being the overseer of our medical care. Because you end up going to a pulmonologist, a nephrologist, a dermatologist, and they don't talk to one another, even though we have electronic records, and you get over-medicated. And they get too focused on an individual aspect of your health rather than the whole patient. And that's where this term holistic came in. Treating the person as a whole. The engineers would say treating the system. You have to have a system approach, not an individual approach. This all has to be changed because what we're doing isn't getting us anyplace. Primary care is key, and we need the family doctor back again. And it takes time. He has to be compensated for that. And doctors have to be taught again to go after the root cause of diseases. They have to be taught about nutrition, not just a one-hour course in 4 years, but a good nutritional course so they can understand the dangers of processed and ultra-processed foods in the diet and how that can cause diseases. And maybe we have to offer an incentive. Whatever, but we have to start changing our paradigm. So, is the mission of science to dominate and control nature? Have we really? Well, do we really believe we can command nature in action? Can we be the masters of nature? I don't know. Nature comes from a perfect God. Can we make it more perfect? You know, I want to talk a little bit about water. We never did have the discoverer of the fourth phase of water, Dr. Pollock, on, but he discovered the fourth phase of water, easy water. It has an electrical charge, and it turns out that the electrical charge in our blood is probably what keeps our blood flowing and not our heart. Isn't that a wild thought? Well, we can't exist without water, can we? I want to mention a Japanese scientist named Masaru Emoto. He studied the molecular structure of water, and he studied it with human words and thoughts and sounds. Dr. Emoto would simply label a sample of water with different written words such as love, gratitude, or I hate you, freeze the water samples, and then capture them as they crystallized, of course, with high-speed photography. And guess what? The crystals formed from water exposed to words love and gratitude were clear, attractive, and symmetrical. I describe them as like snowflakes. And the crystals formed from I hate you were distorted, asymmetrical, and opaque. And this was repeated over and over again. Samples exposed to positive intention formed the hexagonal snowflake-like patterns indicative of structured water found in nature. Well, there's my own words. And samples exposed to negative intention would lose its structure and mutate. How about that? So our thoughts can influence our biology. Think about it. Think about what's happening in your body when you're stressed or have a lot of fear. Can that turn a switch in our cells to a different mode of action, from not healing to self-defense? And what happens if we then change those feelings to positive emotions? Our cells can be switched back to that healing phase. And Dr. Lipton discovered this. And he did it. He discovered it when he wanted to get rid of drugs. Dr. Lipton's discoveries were ignored by modern science, because scientists, modern science, especially allopathic physicians, will always opt for drugs and surgery over love and happiness. And that brings us, and that will introduce us as in another program of our frequency energy medicine. And when we can get more in tune with Mother Nature, when we can be connected to the earth, the sun, and a human connection where we have peace of mind. So our emotions, be that happiness or lack of happiness, since we're all connected, it affects not only our health, but it could affect the health of everyone in our environment. You notice when you're in a group of people and they're all happy, it's sort of contagious. And if everybody's down and angry, that's also contagious. Because we all are living in a state of vibrational resonance. Everything in our world has to do with energy. So I'm going to start changing the podcast. I know I want to talk to the wellness warriors, because we have to be the CEOs and take charge of our lives. If you're not willing to put some time in and do that, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast. Because we're going to get into frequency healing and the root causes of many chronic diseases, which it turns out to be a disturbance in our metabolism. And electromagnetic fields is going to be right up there to talk about. And if you go to your doctor and you have a cold, probably not going to talk much to you about your innate immune system. Probably just going to write you a script for an antibiotic. And if it's a virus, it's not going to do a darn thing, but disturb your microbiome and you will no longer have a superior interior that you need to fight infections. You'll probably be offered another vaccine. And that's another thing I need to talk to you about. There's been a change. Or they're asking for a change. The FDA is. The FDA is trying to legalize the vaccine approvals without human trials. Just one animal trial would do the trick to prove efficacy. You going to take that next vaccine? Do you think you can prove efficacy with one animal trial? Do you think you would, without having multiple vaccines given to the same animals over periods of time and see interactions, you will feel confident in taking that next vaccine? So that wants to be ditched by the FDA, who basically are an arm of the big pharmaceutical companies. And in my opinion, I see less and less faith put in the FDA or any of the other alphabet agencies, for that matter of fact. I have to catch my breath when I talk about these people. So, yeah, will the doctor take time to say, hey, you know what? Well, maybe we should be addressing your immune system. Let's make sure you have a superior interior and all the resources to keep yourself healthy. How about Hippocrates' concept as your food as medicine? Where food is really information. Information for many systems in our body. Maybe he should spend some time talking to you about your diet. But physicians who don't just whip out a prescription pad or call in a prescription for an antibiotic, who understand the importance of food and nutrition and your immune system, they're pushed to the side. I'm going to go to a doctor with real drugs. But our real protection that nature bestowed on us, that's been around for millennia, isn't talked about. My doctor gives me drugs. That makes him a good doctor. My doctor orders lots of tests. That makes him a good doctor. Now, we got to be thankful for drugs. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But it could be dangerous to keep on this path, given the fact that we're not living very longer, or if we do live long, we're going to have multiple chronic diseases. So we need to take back control, warriors. We need to concentrate on things like our immune system. Because that will protect us from disease and damage from invaders, especially ones that disguise themselves. And our immune system has to distinguish who are human cells and who are not. So self and non-self. And then it has to start the healing process. Stop the invasion and then repair any damage that was done. That's why when you have the flu or a cold, you're tired. Your body says, let me make you tired and go to bed and I'll start repairing what the cold has done to you. So that's one of the things we have to remember is a properly working immune system is our key to health and healing and to keep us strong. And it's not difficult. We've talked about it time in and time out. You know, nutrition, activity, sleep and rest. You know, eating a rainbow of vegetables with limited fruit. You know, do some training and have positive thoughts like we talked about Dr. Emoto and how thoughts can influence water, can influence our biology. You know what? I was going to say this to the end of the program, but since it's popped up on my screen, let me just say that be careful. If you don't already know it, you should do some reading about April 8th when we have the total solar eclipse. Okay, because it could, that day could be traumatic for a lot of you. There could be traffic delays and road closures. ATM machines may not be working properly. There could be more congestion. There might be delayed responses from the 9/11 system, cell service interruptions, and maybe higher stress levels, depending on what this eclipse does to our environment. Some states are having training exercises to prepare for emergencies. Lots of people, though, are not expecting a major disaster, but we should be aware of it. I don't know if any of you listened to Tucker Carlson, but Ron Paul specifically warned about the potential for a black swan event. Well, read about it. It's probably not going to happen, but you know, knowledge is power at times. So just know that there's a solar eclipse. On a personal note, I wouldn't fly on April 8th, personally. Not with that big eclipse coming. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me see where we are here. We're 28 minutes. That's enough for today. Just know that we need a different paradigm. The paradigm is going to be an energy medicine that's going to recognize the power of the human body, the electricity of the human body, and how devices and holograms and energy cards work on a powerful principle. That everything in the universe vibrates at its own frequency. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of our body. And when these frequencies are out of balance, when there is disharmony, we have a tendency to have dis-ease and a variety of health issues. So the doctor of the future that understands energy, He will work with frequency healing. He will know which frequencies resonate with our cells and help us to heal. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the medicine of the future. And that's what we'll talk about on future episodes for our warriors. so that you know what you're getting involved with. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you learned something. I'm here to give you information that you can work with, be knowledgeable about life expectancy, because you would, listening to all the ads on television, you would think differently, but it's not too good. And next week, we'll talk more about energy healing. I want to thank you for tuning in. And we're on most, if not all, places where you get your podcasts. Oh, by the way, I've recommended Ultra Zeolite for quite a while. We take it ourselves in the Dr. Ron's family. I'm going to have the inventor of that on in a couple weeks. And we'll talk with him, and we'll talk with Dr. Will Wong, who first introduced me to Zeolite. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great, great, great interview with Micah Portney, who is the president of Zeo Health Limited. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great week, especially on this Easter Sunday week. And we'll see you next week, God willing. Have a good day.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Ron's finished for today. I hope you got some good wisdom for what the man had to say. And it's all about good health. He's the man you got to see. He has a lot more answers for you. So tune in next week when the doctor is in the house. Or when the doctor is in the house. And let the doctor know what's bothering you when the doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you when the doctor is in the house.